the home of real talk and honest conversation. This is Beastie Podcast with Alex.
Adam, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having us, mate. Looking forward to having a chat with you today. How are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm really good, my friend. I'm good. So, we're going to jump straight into it, my mate. So, I've been advertising all over social media that you're coming on the show, and I've had a lot of people really excited for you to come on. But we've also had a lot of people saying to me, you know, Alex, surely you've not got somebody from Geordie Shore coming on your show. Surely it's fake. You know, how does it feel to be a fake celebrity, my friend?
Yeah, I don't know. Even if you put the word celebrity is a bit weird to me, because I don't even take myself as that, because I'm not, you know what I mean?
But
more importantly, I'm just looking forward to having a good chat with you. And just getting a few things out, really, mate, in the opening, just having a good big crack, you know? Happy days.
This is it, my friend. So, tell me a little bit about yourself, mate.
So, obviously, growing up and things like that, mate, obviously, brought up well, mate, by my mum and dad. Obviously, I've got an older brother, so growing up, we were always, like, involved in football, so obviously we played at, like, quite a good level. I was at Sunderland in Middlesbrough Academy when I was younger. My brother was at Middlesbrough.
Okay.
So, from like a young age, mate, myself, I was quite disciplined, mate. Obviously, I was training like 3-4 nights a week. On weekends, obviously, we were like playing matches. Some games, like, you'd be like at home to say, I played for Middlesbrough or Sunderland at the time. If it was a home game, it was obviously at Middlesbrough or Sunderland. But then if you were like playing away games, it could be like Blackburn or York or wherever. So it was like quite a bit of travelling, obviously, from a young age. But I think, obviously, being disciplined like that from a young age, it's kind of kept it disciplined throughout my life in a way. I mean, I like to get out and party and things like that, mate.
Yeah.
But I think because of that, when I've been younger, it's kept the discipline, like going to the gym, keep fit, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I say, mate, just I've always been sort of involved in like sports, quite a sporty lad, and I'm just a bit of a character, mate. If I'm honest, mate, I'm a gum shy. but that's me, really, you know. Like I say, obviously, growing up, I wasn't the cleverest, I'm not going to lie, mate. In school, I was a little bit of a little shit, to be honest with you. I wasn't the cleverest, you know what I mean? But I always see myself as being clever in other ways. So I've always found I'm a really like good judge of character. Obviously, I'm good at talking to people. I've always had the gift of the gab, you know? That's took us places as well. But I've always just kind of been good at things like I'm interested in. So obviously, like I say, getting older and things like that, I ended up sort of working in care and then doing qualifications, kind of. To be honest, I've done lots of jobs. I've done bar work. Yeah. I worked at a butcher's when I was 18, which I absolutely hated, by the way.
Okay.
The boss was an absolute bastard. He was. But luckily, mate, I was playing Sunday League football and I snapped the ankle, so I didn't let him go back to that job. Thank God. It was absolutely ill.
Yeah.
But just lived a pretty normal life kind of growing up, really. Just always involved. It was always football from like such a young age. And I think that's why I'm like how I am now with football and things like that. So, pretty normal upbringing, really.
So do you support Sunderland as a football team?
I'm Sunderland fan, mate. Unfortunately, at the moment, we're not doing too well that, which is pretty mad, considering I went on a show called Geordie Shore. But I'm a Mac and May, but we're not doing too great at the minute, so I didn't like to talk about it too much.
So what does the word Macam mean? Do you know, like, obviously, people from Newcastle are called Geordie, so people from Sunderland are called Macams. Why is that?
Do you know what, Alex? I don't actually know, you know. I don't know. It's just something that's always been known from people from like around the Sunderland area. Just always been Macams. I didn't actually know what it is. I'll have to find out about that, actually. But I know what Geordies say. Like, so say, for instance, it was like a derby day or something. Like, I know a lot of Geordies would say, if you see a Macam, attack him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's how bad the rivalry is, but I'm a Macam through and through. Always have been, always will be.
So what is the rivalry between like Middlesbrough, Sunderland, and Newcastle? Is it sport?
Well, yeah, it is. It's sport. So obviously, you've got to think, right, Alex? So where I'm from, obviously, it's a northeast.
Yeah.
So it's to be honest, it's quite small. Obviously, when you go to London, you've got loads of different teams there, haven't you, from the London area. So there is derbies, but to be honest, I think people don't realise like how big the rivalry is in the northeast between the two teams, especially Newcastle and Sunderland. I mean, people say like Middlesbrough's a derby, but I've never seen Middlesbrough as a derby. It's Sunderland and Newcastle, that's the main derby.
Yeah.
And I just think with it being such a small area, you've got Newcastle, which is over the water, and then you've got Sunderland, which is where I live.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a huge rivalry. Obviously, they're both the big clubs, you know what I mean? Because it's such a small, they're quite small cities. Everyone's light in the northeast is football, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people go to work all week, and then that's their sort of thing on a weekend, going to the football, having a few beers, going to the strippers on the morning, full English breakfast, can't see the lads play. That's what the northeast does. It puts smiles on people's faces in the northeast. Yeah. If Newcastle or Sunderland get a win over the weekend, it puts people in the northeast in a good mood for the rest of the week. So it means that much to the work, especially the working class. It's everything. It literally is everything, Alex, in the northeast, you know, especially in Sunderland where I'm from.
Yeah.
It's huge, mate. Absolutely huge. It's everything, you know what I mean?
So,
which is crazy, but it is.
What was it like growing up in Sunderland?
Growing up in Sunderland was good, mate. I mean, obviously, I played for loads of kind of local football teams as well when I was younger, so starting off playing for a club called New Bottle, and then I was at a place called Full World. Basically, different parts of Sunderland, different teams. So growing up, I got to meet lots of different lads from different areas in Sunderland, which was good because I think as I got older, I didn't ever really have much chew when I was kind of going out of the pubs and that, because I knew a lot of lads from different areas through playing football, through being a kid and that, you know.
Okay,
so it was good. It was good for that aspect. But growing up in Sunderland, it was class. Like, to be honest, I wouldn't change it for the world, mate. I think growing up it was class, mate, in the northeast, you know. What you see is what you... I find with the northeast people, Alex, what you see is what you get with a lot of people. A lot of people are just working class, trying to make ends meet. And like I say, the football on a weekend, you know, it's just most people in the northeast, I find it very down to earth people, you know. So I wouldn't change where I grew up ever, you know what I mean? Never in a million years.
So how does it feel like? So obviously you've grown up in Sunderland and you're classed as a Macam, but obviously you were on a very well known MTV show called Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
And how does it feel being associated with being a Macam but being on Geordie Shore?
That's a good question, that actually did. I mean, obviously, for one, all my Macam mates have got a lot of stick, you know what I mean? So you can imagine the stick I got from the Geordie's wife. Geordie's a Macam, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But, mate, it didn't bother us, mate. Do you know what, right? Who's going to turn down getting paid, right? Literally getting paid good money to go on TV, regardless whether it was Newcastle, Sunderland, Middlesbrough, wherever, and getting kissed and meeting loads of women, that, like, who's going to turn that down, mate?
Oh, this is it.
I guarantee that, regardless of what people have to say about the show. Like I say, I know it's a controversial show, and everyone's got their, it's like you say, it's people have either got to say good about it or really bad about it, but anyone that's offered that opportunity, mate, would take it, I guarantee it. So, but, nah, it was pretty bad, to be honest with you. Like I say, people associated with being a Macam, which I am. But the worst thing was, well, right, obviously when I used to be on the show and I used to film my green screen, right, Alex?
Yeah.
They would, like, try and get us to say, like, Geordie word, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm not saying that. Like, my mates will die, like, you know what I mean? But then you think, why? I'll just say it. It's easier to get me filming done quicker than it.
Well, I was watching some videos on MTV, like, doing a bit of research for this podcast, like, and I heard I heard some Geordie words, and I was going to ask you, what does Raj mean?
Raj, mate, again, that's a Geordie word. Like, I wouldn't use that, but Raj is basically, Raj is just like, basically someone that's just nuts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone that's crackers. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. But Geordies use that word, but we didn't really use it, mate, to tell you the truth. I would always say crackers, mate. Like, I am, mate, I'm crackers, but It's not a word we kind of use in Sunderland. But a Raj is basically just someone that's like top of nuts, basically, mate. Just absolute Raji.
Right. Right. Now I know, mate. Now I know. So, yeah, I was watching some of these videos, and like I said to you earlier, like one, you've literally got the catchphrase of the year with this one. It was when I came in, I was buzzing like a secondhand fridge. Like I thought that was absolutely amazing, mate. Like, very witty.
That was crazy. Like, I mean, to be honest, that was actually one of the times where I could be myself, and I'd come out with literally like phrases and like just be myself. So I used to enjoy filming parts of my green screen, because that's basically when you're filming your green screen, that's where the audience can capture your personality and really sort of get to know you for you on your green screen. So that was where I could be myself a little bit more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that was just off the cuff. I remember the first time I said that, the camera crew, obviously when you're in the room filming it, they were just laughing their heads off, and they were like, Adam, say that again, we need to film that again now. I was like, oh, no, you bother.
Oh, mate, so, you made me piss with it, so, you know.
Just off the cuff, mate.
Yeah. So do you know when you did the green screen, I've noticed, yeah, like every single Geordie Shore cast member kind of speaks, yeah, in a certain way. Like, were you guys coached to do that?
So when we done the green screen, mate, obviously, so say for instance, we filmed say 8 episodes, right?
Yeah.
So say July to August, just say for instance, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, we couldn't film all of our green screen in that time because we were constantly filming in the house. So
okay,
we would go and do our green screen, maybe say a couple of months after that. So basically, how the green screen would work is I would go back into the September time. And basically what they would say to me is they would say, right, Adam, episode 2, part 4, you've come out of the club, you've had an argument with such and such, elaborate on what's happened, and then I would like take you back to that moment, because
yeah,
obviously you can't remember everything.
Yeah.
So they would kind of bring you back as to what's happened at that moment.
Okay.
And then that's when you would kind of speak in it. But a lot of the time as well, you were briefed, like they would say certain things and say, oh, like say this, say it like that. And you would have to like memorize it, maybe 2-3 times or however long it would take to get that line right.
Okay.
So part of your green screen, you kind of could be yourself, but a lot of the parts, I would say maybe 60% of it, to be completely honest, mate, you were basically saying stuff what the producers had told you to say.
Okay.
And they're like, that's me being totally honest. So yeah, that's how that worked, mate, basically, you know. So we filmed it after the show, the green screen, but obviously on the show, it's made to look like we've done it then and there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not, it's afterwards, and then you're kind of taken back to that moment, and that's when you can kind of elaborate on what's happened and so forth, you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
So yeah.
How did you get involved with Geordie Shore?
So yeah, it was quite weird for me, mate. So basically it come down to like a message on Facebook, mate.
Okay.
Just, I think it was like a producer at the time was just like, oh, would you be interested in like MTV, Geordie Shore, we're like the way you look, we think it could be marketable, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I remember, I'm sure I read back with something like, fuck off, like it's one of the lads taking the piss, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
All the lads before were like, oh, you should go on something like that. And I was like, nah, like for years, to be honest.
Okay.
And obviously I thought it was just one of the lads tapping the piss, you know? And then when it come down to it, it was a producer. I took a phone call that night and they were like, oh, we'd really like to come down to meet you. So
yeah,
I met them, they'd come down to meet us, sorry, the following day. And they met us in a bar in Sunderland, bar called Tonic.
Okay.
And there was about 3 of them there, really nice. There was a couple of lads there. I think it was Liam and Stu, they were called. And there was a Scouse girl there called Gemma, a lovely people, mate.
Okay.
And then come down to speak to us, and we just had a chat for a couple of hours, had a drink, and they just got to know us a little bit, and they really liked us, like, we were just laughing and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone call that night, and I'm like, look, Adam, like, we really like you. Can we come and film in your house tomorrow? We want to meet your parents and everything like that.
Okay.
But we want to bring the cameras as well. So I was like, why, I need bother. So you can imagine me ringing me mum, obviously her knowing what the show was like. I was like, mum, I've kind of... There's people want to come in the house and basically like videos in your house and that. It's from a show called Geordie Shore. She was like, oh, fucking hell, do you know what I mean? But anyway, she went along with it, Alex, and yeah, just got videos. They'd set up like a camera in the kitchen, I think it was, something okay. like that. Where they come in, man, and my mother just got a new kettle. I was like, make sure you get me Ma's new kettle in. And my mate was there, actually. My mate was there that night. My mate Lyle was there. And yeah, they filmed us in the house that night. And then they took us down back to another bar in Sunderland where they basically filmed me and my friend in a bar, like basically just chatting up girls and things like that.
Okay.
That was that. Sure enough, they liked it again. And then they rang us the same night and they were like, look, we want you to come back down, but want you to meet the big bosses of the show.
Okay.
So I've done that, went down, met the big bosses, and then it was kind of like the bosses liked us and everything like that, and then it was kind of just a waiting game, and then I think there'd been loads of people applied. Obviously, I didn't apply for the show. I kind of got approached, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the next thing I knew, mate, it was just a case of getting a phone call, and I was at work on Monday in the college, and gets a phone call. They're like, Adam, we're basically flying around the Gold Coast tomorrow, Australia.
Wow.
You're coming to Filament for MDB. Congratulations. I was like, no way.
That's crazy.
So I was at work. I was like, hey, I'm going to Australia, the bud. I mean, management, amazing. Like, they were like, no worries, Adam. Like, go and enjoy yourself and everything like that. So I just looked at it a little bit like, it'll be a last few drinks and that, meeting some women and whatnot, and like I say, just a young lad, 23, 24 year old, thinking, why not? It's a good opportunity. I've got no ties or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's good money, so why not? You know what I mean? It's an opportunity that I would have been daft to turn down, in a sense. You know what I mean, Alex?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I don't regret anything.
So what's kind of happening at the minute with Geordie Shore? Are you still working with MTV with Geordie Shore?
I'm currently not working with MTV at the moment, Alex, but I know they're going to be filming a reunion show, which, to be honest, I know obviously I'm going to speak about quite a bit, but I can't speak too much on that.
Okay.
But at current, Alex, I've got no ties with MTV at all.
Okay.
So yeah, mate, but I'm not sure when they're going to be filming, obviously, because of what's going on in the world. Like with the lockdowns and obviously getting into other countries and things like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I'd imagine it's been like delayed and things like that. So, but yeah, I think that's where they're at with that at the moment, yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of rumours online. I'm sure you've seen them yourself. Saying that, did Adam Guthrie get sacked from MTV? Did you get sacked from MTV or did you leave on your own accord?
No, I kind of left on my own accord, mate. I didn't actually get any phone call saying there was no official statement or no one from MTV rang us and said, you've been sacked. Basically, what happened was I was full-time as a cast member. I think it was about series 18. I'd done previous series 17 and then I come back series 19 part-time on the show, which was great because I could work around. I had quite a bit of work on outside. And it worked quite well for me. Obviously, I didn't have to go and get pissed for like 8 weeks or 6 weeks or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was like I could still keep fit and go to get the gym and everything. Yeah. So then I filmed that series. And then in the meantime, I had someone contact us with regards to an acting job with Hollyoaks. So, which was crazy, mate, because like, I can't even act. Do you know what I mean? Like, I act the fucking goat, that's about it. But, also, obviously, I got contacted about that, and then I went down to Liverpool and London, had a few, like, auditions for that.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, like, ongoing for a few months. And, obviously, I told Geordie Shore about it. I told, like, some of the producers and things like that.
Yeah.
And then I think there was kind of still a minute, right, might have been around about the March time, but that was when I was due to go on Hollyoaks, which was, what date was that? It would have been, when did the lockdown start?
Oh.
Was it March last year?
Yes.
March, wasn't it, last year?
Yeah.
March last year, yeah. I was due to go down, and then a week before, lockdown, I was in Blackpool with my mate. Shout out to Philip Birch and Oblong, my two pals, by the way. give them a little shout out, you know what I mean, Alex, to be out of the boat, man. And then I was in Blackpool with the lads just having a drink and that, and I got a phone call, and they were basically like, oh, just with circumstances, with what's going on, it's, cut long story short, it basically fell through. which at the time I was absolutely gutted about because I kind of had my heart set on it.
Definitely.
The opportunity, you know. But, like you say, mate, we're like, you live and learn, don't you? And
yeah, you do,
These things kind of can happen in life, mate, but it's one of them things that you can sit back and dwell, but it's everything's a learning curve, and I believe everything happens for a reason, mate. I'm going off track a bit there, but obviously going back to Geordie Shaw, obviously that happened, and then it was basically just kind of like, I didn't really get a phone call, so I don't know whether it was that kind of, maybe, I don't know, I could be wrong, maybe he's pissed them off, or,
yeah.
But I officially didn't get sacked from the show. That's pretty much it, really. Any official, anything like that, you know?
Well, that's definitely an exclusive, isn't it, on the show? Because it literally all over whenever I put your name in on Google, it just pops up. Yeah. You know, did Adam get sacked? Did Adam get sacked? Loads and loads of stuff. Obviously,
I understand. Like, it's, of course, that's what people would think as well. You know what I mean? I would think that because there was no explanation as to why I just didn't start filming like the following series. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
but like I say, mate, it's life. I had a good experience on there, and I think the age I was as well, it was quite good. You know, but I think the age I am now, mate, I'm not going on dirty door now, Alex. I'm not getting there younger.
Well, you know. I was going to say, you know, you're a very charismatic guy. You know, you're a good-looking guy. Man. You've got bright white teeth. You know, I'm jealous, mate. You know, so obviously,
like Simon Cowell, dude.
This is it. And the thing is, you know, for a show like Hollyoaks is massive. You know, for Hollyoaks to see you and want you to be actually on their show, that's massive. So I definitely wouldn't dwell, because I think, you know, you're going to get lots and lots of opportunities in the future once all this COVID crap like gets gone. Yeah. Like, you know,
I appreciate that. Yeah, Thank you, Alex.
I think you'll have a lot of opportunity. And I think, you know, I'd love to see you back on Geordie Shaw, because I think you deserve it. I think you were really good on the show. You seemed very genuine. You know, I quite liked you as a character. I thought you were a really good character. So, you know, it's...
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that a lot. Thanks, brother.
So, do you still keep in touch with the Geordie Shaw cast?
To be honest with you, mate, I mean, it goes as far as the odd text here and there, mate, with them. But obviously, the thing is, what you've got to think is, right, when you're on a show like that, obviously you fill them for 6 weeks, and it's kind of like, you know, when people have like normal jobs as they would say, right? So it's almost like work colleagues in a sense, you know what I mean? So I think for me, I was on there purely for work basis. Obviously it was good that I had friendships and built relationships as you would in a normal job, you know?
Yeah.
But I think when you come out of the show and you're not filming and you're not there every night with these people, obviously you're getting on with your own life. So you've got other ventures, people are doing their own things. And obviously I've got my friends that I've grew up with from being a young age. So I knock about with my friends that I've always knocked about with, you know what I mean, Alex? So I find, obviously, it sounds awful, but I'd rather spend time with my mates that I've known all my life. No disrespect, but... Obviously, they were all lovely people. Like, Sam was a lovely lad. I really got on with Sophie. She was a lovely lass, really down to earth lass.
Yeah.
Like I say, they were all sound, mate, you know. But again, nothing personal. It's just we've all got our own lives once we finish filming. So we're all quite busy doing what we're doing, you know, as individuals. So I think it's, like I say, it's not that we don't keep in touch. It's just kind of, I'm getting on with my life, and I'd imagine those guys are sort of getting on with theirs, you know. So,
yeah.
Purely work. That's how I've seen it, mate, and that's what it was. So
yeah, I was going to say, a lot of the originals, so like Gary, Holly, you know, they've gone on and done the Geordie OGs show, which, you know, I've watched a little bit of, which it's nice to see. It's a different angle on Geordie Shaw, isn't it? Yeah. And
well, that's it. I mean, the thing is with that show, obviously, you get to see these people in a real life, like the real life. I mean, you've got to think with Geordie Shaw, obviously, you could be filming 7 days, right? So, constant 24/7 camera rolling, right?
Yeah.
And that 7 days filming is condensed into 43 or 44 minutes an episode, which is on once a week. So, obviously, when you're watching the show on the telly, when people are watching it, for that 44 minutes, it looks absolutely mental. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, they're not going to show you, obviously... you know, talking about boring shit, or it's basically that 44 minutes is the craziest part of that week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, when people think, oh, the mental them and that, mate, they're not like, Christ almighty, my mate is well more wild than them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously, yeah, that's a fact, mate, that'll crack his mind, mate. But it's made to look crazy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but again,
yeah,
it's a TV show. That's how it's meant to come across. That's what gets fans watching it, and, you know. So, of course, but that's how it works, you know.
Yeah. I was dead interested in, like, how much kind of, I know it's quite a personal question, but, like, how much money some of the cast members made. And I Googled Gary Beadle, and obviously Gary is one of the OGs. He's one of the original cast members, and I Googled, and I don't know if it's like factual, but it claims that over his career he's made £4.6 million.
Wow.
That is absolutely crazy. Yeah.
Good on him if he has made that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I think a lot of the OGs certainly made a lot more money than, well, I say that, I mean, there's some of them, I mean, a lot of them have done on it and done like massively financially well. I mean, the money is good, but obviously it can vary from person to person.
Yeah.
So how big that character is with the fan base following, it can go off a lot of factors, but I think everyone's done well. Some have obviously done better financially than others. But yeah, it just varies from person to person, Alex, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But as for the, like I say, the originals and that, mate, I think that a lot of them have done financially very well. Like, I know the likes of that Charlotte and them shit. I mean, I don't probably know Charlotte, do you know what I mean?
I've
been better. Like, but she's done very well for herself. And do you know what? You can't knock her. Like, a lot of these might get hate from people, like, on social media, trolls and things like that.
Yeah.
And it's all that is, mate, it's just to actually go out your way and comment something negative on someone's social media, right? It just shows how, like, sad they must be in their own life to literally go out the way. It's just, all the boils down to, Alex, is just jealousy, mate. And do you know what? I get it. I can see why people would look and say, well, I've worked all my life and I haven't, and these kids is just going on TV making a tit themselves, and they're making, like, really good money. They've got the best cars, the best houses.
Yeah.
And I can totally understand that, because it's human nature for a lot of people to feel like that. I totally get it. However, if you, it's not their fault that these guys was offered this opportunity and they've took it, because I guarantee any single person that was offered the opportunity, they would take it. Do you know what I mean? Whether people like to hear that or not, that's the truth, you know, mate. So yeah, I mean, I think everyone's done pretty well off the show, financial wise. Obviously some have done better than others, but yeah, it's one of them, mate. It's what you make it, you know what I mean? It's what you make of it, mate.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing to see, like, obviously they were just a bunch of young people that didn't know each other in the beginning, and they've gone on, and like, Gary's now potentially worth 4.6 million, and, like, you know, you've got Holly, who's got her own business, doing really, really well. Yeah, it's amazing to see. It really, really is.
It's amazing, mate, regardless of what people say. Like, and the thing is as well, people only see what they do on the show. People don't see, like, I know people would say, oh, well, what do you mean? What do they do behind the scenes and that? I graft Monday to Friday, mate, which, trust us, I've done myself. I do myself, you know what I mean? I know what it's like, graft.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these people do as well before they got on the show. But some of the work that they do behind the scenes, what people don't see on your Instagrams, on your TV, a lot of them, I'd imagine, put in a lot of hard work. So you can't knock them for that. They've basically made use of the opportunity that's been given to them. You know what I mean? So how can you knock that? You can't knock it.
They definitely
are,
in my
opinion. That's how I would say about that, Alex.
That's amazing. Right, Adam, you know, I just want to say a massive thank you for coming on the show. It's been amazing. I'd love to invite you on for another show in the future. Obviously, I'm going to start videoing the show and stuff, so we'll do like YouTube videos and stuff and get some more content out there. I just want to say thank you. You know, it's amazing. I loved listening to your story, and just thank you, mate.
Honestly, Alex, thanks for having us on, mate. It's been really good to have a chat with you and that, and just, you know, tell you some stories and that. But yeah, thanks for having us, mate, and hopefully we can do it again, and maybe get some filming done as well, mate. But again, thanks very much for having us, and I've really enjoyed speaking to you today, mate.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate. See you soon.
Thanks, mate. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.